Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
All right, it's a rainy Thursday morning. That rain should be ending this afternoon. Get up into the low 60s today. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Time to talk local real estate market stuff right now with Jeff Wine from Joanne Wine & Associates at Real Living Key Realty. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. I had to write that down because it's a mouthful, and we're getting used to it still. And I'm sure you're also getting used to it as well. We haven't really talked much about Real Living Key Realty, but maybe you can kind of talk us through a little bit of what's been going on at your place.
Sure. Joanne and I, we sold in August, we sold Joanne Wine & Associates to John Miesman and his family, which are franchisees for the Real Living Network, and the name of the company is Real Living Key Realty. They have, we're one of 11 offices now, 485 agents, and generally in Southeast Michigan, Oakland County, Wayne County, Macomb County, and now St. Clair County. It's a real, we just seen that it seems like a very, very nice fit and a way for us to offer better services to our clients, customers, as well as our associates. And just a right time, right people, right place type of kind of thing. So it, we feel it's going extremely well. And we're very excited about the relationships we're building in the future, the opportunities in the future for growth of both Joanne and I, as well as the associates that have helped us so much over the years.
Well, that's fantastic. And, because the real estate market is strong here in Southeast Michigan, isn't it?
It is. And even though it's a dark, dreary, cold, damp, rainy day, it's, yeah, it's still a beautiful day to buy real estate.
Of course.
So it has been extremely vibrant, and regardless of the pandemic and what all has gone on in the world, low interest rates continue to help. It seems like though employment is gaining a stronger foothold and people are going back to work. Certainly, judging by, Debbie and I have been on I-94 early in the morning the last couple of weeks, and traffic both ways on I-94 between here and the Metro Detroit area is pretty darn heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So a good sign, from certainly compared to what it was a number of years ago.
Yeah, it's certainly a good sign. And also, I think that, one of the things about this pandemic is that it has kept people at home more. They're working at home, they're doing school at home, and maybe finding that, now that you're home all day, maybe it's time for a new home.
Sure, it is. It's interesting, too. One of the things, to your point, one of the things I keep hearing about that is in short supply are, like, student desks or office desks for the home.
Mm-hmm.
That, signifying that people are spending more and more time at home and working. And we certainly have seen that in the viewpoint of people that are looking for a housing change, that they really don't seem to want to put off, either put off the dream of what they've ever had as far as housing goes, or as a practical matter, we need more or different space and or, I think one of the things that our area offers that is pretty apparent is if you travel to a higher density area is just the ability to get out and walk indoor, go for a drive, just do something outdoors and have a lot more personal space than you certainly would in a heavier populated urban area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think St. Clair County has just a lot of real natural amenities that are very attractive to people from outside the area.
Oh, absolutely. We've talked before, Jeff, about getting ready to sell a property. If you've got a home that you want to put on the market, obviously, fresh coat of paint and other things might do you some good, make sure that everything is looking good at your home. But there are some other things people need to think about too, aren't there?
Sure. What I was thinking about, working on a couple of transactions recently with the delays caused by either title issues, encroachments, boundary lines. If the property is not titled correctly, sometimes we have a property in an estate in Marysville, and the owner knows of one mortgage, but there's a second mortgage. When we get the title work, there's a second mortgage that should have been paid off. The bank that is still showing as a lien holder has been bought and sold, I think, once or twice.
Oh boy.
So now trying to find someone to release that lien, which is nice that we catch it early. We don't have a buyer yet for the property, but it's better to catch it early. So we order a title search when we first put a home on the market to find out if there are any liens or encumbrances or people in the chain of title that shouldn't be there.
Right.
And that helps us to correct problems before they arise, or at least lets us correct the problem now rather than trying to do it 2 or 3 days prior to closing.
Yeah.
But some things, if you've been using a neighbor's property, or you put a fence in the wrong spot 20 years ago, maybe it would be time to correct that situation by either moving the fence or purchasing the property from the neighbor now prior to putting the home up for sale. Oftentimes, the things that we are working with, whether it be the lien I mentioned or an encroachment, those things can be worked out. They're just usually not quick.
Yeah,
they may not be necessarily all that expensive, but if they don't happen overnight, and it's in our instant gratification world, we want things to happen like right now, and a lot split in combination that may need a survey, township approval, and/or attorney and/or attorney's approval. Those things just don't happen quickly. Trying to chase down somebody who had put a lien on the property 10 years ago, that may be a challenge. Trying to find the sibling that has been that you haven't been in touch with, and time to sell, and now that it's time to sell mom and dad's property, all these types of things, if we need to kind of get our ducks in a row, is the best and simplest way to put it. Prior to putting a home on the market.
Yeah, you've seen a lot of surprises over the years, too, so you know what you're talking about.
Well, even when it's not a surprise, it's sometimes what is surprising is typically people know of a problem, and I right. guess the surprise is, why haven't we taken care of it before today?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
and, so we'll order the preliminary title work. It's really the start of it for us. But and that normally will confirm. And if the seller, once we get that title work and it looks fine, if we can consult with the seller and or the heirs, whoever's selling the property, is there anything else here or is there something missing? And we can take it from there as far as trying to get things corrected prior to purchase agreement, prior to trying to get things closed.
Yeah. Those are things people should be thinking about right away when they start thinking about putting their home up for sale. Because, as you said, we do live in this world of instant gratification where we want things to move quickly. And if these things can't move as quickly as people think they might or would like to, that can cause some frustration. So take care of the big stuff first.
Right. It's kind of like, why can't that idiot wine get this done already?
Well, if you knew what that idiot wine had to put up with to try and get it done. Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of hoops to go through, aren't there?
Oftentimes. Fortunately, most of the people that we need to get that help from are wonderful. The people that work in the local government throughout St. Clair County, aside from some scheduling issues as you get out, to the smaller townships, and actually it's not even St. Clair County so much, that we've run into some trouble finding people. Usually once you can find the person that you need to, we've been very fortunate that they're great to work with and are very helpful. So we're blessed as far as that goes.
Yeah.
But things like a condo status letter, It sounds like something simpler. Have the dues been paid? Yes, they've been paid. Can I get a letter? Well, sure, but it's going to be a week.
Right.
So that's not something that the real estate agent or broker can necessarily control. It's just the way the world is. So, yeah. So let's review things ahead of time, get what we need to get done, and move forward and, with a nice working partnership to get the property under contract.
There you go. Good time to buy and sell homes here in the Blue Water area for sure. And you're always looking for more homes to sell, aren't you?
Yeah. Yep. We certainly are. And with the new company, with Real Living Key Realty, I think we have an even broader reach and certainly a lot more marketing materials and avenues that are available to us to get that property exposed, possibly even better than we were doing before. So look forward to explaining what we can do with future sellers.
All right. And that's, of course, when they call you or reach you. And what's the best way to do that?
It's still 810-650-6255, or the office number. Actually, the website is still joannewine.com. It's still up and running, and we'll get someone to where they need to be. It's less of a mouthful. JoanneWine.com.
There you go. That's easy to remember. Jeff, always a pleasure. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great day.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.